The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
This is my least favorite time of the year.
Summertime?
This ain't summertime.
Spring?
Springtime?
Pollen time.
Yeah, this bullshit.
I learned the other day that the reason why we have a lot of pollen is because of they didn't want female trees because it grows fruits. So they was like, fuck it, we're just going to plant all male trees. Capitalism, pretty much.
Huh.
That's what I heard.
What? Say it again?
So I heard the reason why we have like a high count of pollen in this state mm-hmm. is because I guess when they were developing the state, when they were planting the trees, they said we're going to plant only male trees. That way, because if you plant female trees grow fruits. And I guess they didn't want people to have access to
what them. Kind of fruit do you get from a pine tree?
Well, I was trying to figure out how the fuck they got to do with pollen.
Because pollen only comes from male trees.
Oh, didn't see that was interesting more so. That
yeah,
was
pollen is pretty much just the nut.
Male sperm.
Yeah, it's, like it's the nut of the tree.
We in the bukkake zone right now.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Like, yeah. This shit is real.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a cuckold thing, right? Because the bee has to take it. So the tree don't even get to fuck the other tree.
Yeah.
It's the bee has to go fuck the tree. So it's kind of like Ray Friends Reggie situation. He likes that. That's why he knows so much about this. He probably didn't know shit about pollen and which trees created pollen until the cuckold thing. And now he's just everything cuckold. He's like, anytime an animal in the animal kingdom is cuckolding another animal, I want to see
it. I want to see it. Like, he probably watched the tree cuckold videos and shit.
It looks like that bee licked that pollen. That's what he's,
right. he took some shrooms and went down a dark spiral. Like, oh, yeah, that's wild as fuck. Look, take it. Take all of that. Take all that pollen. No, but I was driving home, and it almost looked like smoke. Like, I could definitely see it in the air.
In the air, yeah.
It's bad.
And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Well, two days ago was the record for like.
Yes.
How do they even calculate that? Like, what is the math process to know this?
I'm sure it's something along the lines of they put something in the air, like a sensor that has some type of field in it, mm-hmm. and it collects a certain amount of stuff in the air. Because, I mean, you can see the shit in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you hit something, see it fly up.
Right.
Like, even that, and that's hard. That's like a park bench.
Right.
You hit a park bench everywhere because it's trying to nut. It's trying to get that nut out. You know what I'm saying? That nut is light.
I mean, when I realized it was a problem, it was on the dogs. Like,
when you go outside.
They go outside, and I came in, and I just wiped them. I was wiping their paws, right, because trying to get them off the feet.
Right.
But then I was like, okay, well, let me get another one, and I just wiped their coat, and it was on them that way, too. And I was like, Shit. Bro, we just was out here. Like,
fuck around a trigger on his ass.
Right. Like, if you got allergy issues, you might have to move, like, for real. Like,
I didn't move. I have real bad allergies.
And you just dealt with them?
Well, you know what's crazy is, since I've had dogs and had to take the daily allergy pill, I don't have such a hard time with pollen anymore.
But you got hypoallergenic dogs anyway, though, right?
But I still got to take that pill, bro. Okay. I would die in here without that pill.
Okay.
So it's just loratadine, too. It's just like a 10% loratadine. It's not even like Claritin. It's just a very mild allergy pill.
Generic version or something.
And I take it every day. It's 10 milligrams. And ever since I started taking it, my springs and my falls have been... Because, you know, it's not just spring, it's fall,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Ragweed and whatever the shit is here in Atlanta. But, yeah, it's really bad, though.
This shit is... And the cars. Like, I have a membership at the car wash, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any... I could go every day. It doesn't matter. Like, I by the time I get home, literally...
Yeah, it's
dirty. It's I could see it all over my shit again. And it's just like... The black cars are the worst. My son's friend just got a new black car.
Yeah, black's worse.
It's horrible. Like, it's just, it looks, your looks car yellow. Looks, yeah, your car looks trash.
Like, I saw some good marketing the other day, though. A car wash like you go to says, buy one car wash, get 29 free. That's pretty good marketing.
Right. That's the monthly membership.
That's pretty good marketing.
Yeah, that is. That's pretty good. That's probably just the first month, though, too, for sure.
No.
No, it's just because of the subscription.
Yeah, you pay anytime. A month, so you pay one time, and the monthly payment is not too much.
You're right. You're right.
It's about the price of a car wash.
It really is, now that I think
about
it.
It's a little bit more.
Yeah.
Unless if you get the basic one for like $9.
Nah, I need it all.
But you can monthly any of the plans.
Right,
so you can monthly the lowest one or the highest one.
Yeah, like, no, I need it all. I need the wheel grease and shit on my shit.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good marketing, though, because that's really what it is. You pay one time, and you come all week, all month.
Yeah. And I do appreciate that, like, when it's not this time of the year, because, I can just, like, oh, my shit's dirty, so what? I just roll in tomorrow.
You say, so what? You say, so what to yourself like that?
Yeah.
My shit's dirty, so what?
Yeah, so what? I don't give a fuck, because I got a membership. I'll just roll up in there tomorrow.
How nice of you to shit on yourself like that.
I mean, it's just...
Do you talk to yourself with attitude sometimes?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Like a little sarcasm?
Yeah.
To yourself?
Yeah.
And the first one is like unexpected. The first statement is unexpected. The second one is like dripping with sarcasm.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's the relationship you like to have with yourself?
Sometimes.
Okay. That's fucked up.
I mean, come on, bro.
That's like punishment to yourself, though.
No, but
you know, being an asshole to yourself.
Sometimes you have to be, right? Like you gotta get the
so
right.
So what? We got a membership, nigga.
You gotta get everybody in line. Sometimes people just
everybody. This nigga got split.
You haven't heard. You never went back and listened to Minds of Mac or whatever.
Yeah, that was Minds of Mac. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This nigga got a lot of guys inside.
Yeah. You just gotta. I think we all do. I think just I'm willing to admit it. I think that most people have other
personalities,
yeah, for sure, right? Like, and the people like, oh, I'm 100, I'm the same everywhere. Like, yeah, nah, I don't know, man. Maybe something happened to you then that you can't, you know, maybe when you were young.
You can't even be the same person everywhere because everywhere needs a different kind of.
Come on, that doesn't. I mean, that doesn't make sense. You have to. You know, there's different times and there's different gears. If you're just that one bike with the one gear.
Messenger bike.
Yeah, like those are. I don't want that bike. I need the more gears you can give me. I want a 22 speed, a 30 speed. Like,
that sounds lazy.
Yeah, man. Whatever. I think it just works.
That sweat equity into it.
No, it just works, right? Like, it works for whatever I need. Like, if I hit that steep hill, I got a gear for that.
Yeah.
Coming down that steep hill.
Yeah.
I got a gear for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, like one gear doesn't fit all. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with one gear.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. You need to stop.
You got a gearbox on your dick?
Nigga, I got different gears that I fuck with. And you know that's... I don't know why you front right now.
I only got one, bro.
You lying ass nigga.
Hard and fast and strong. If that ain't what you into... Ma'am, I'm sorry, but that's the only gear I got. Get it lubed up
Fridge
early.
Fridge, I need your help, bro.
Get it lubed up early.
Fridge Reg. Come on, don't be...
You got to have different gears,
hey!
but
I knew you wasn't going to sell out on me on this
he
one.
He got a two-speed. He acting like he got gear like
the
shit.
Gear you mentioned is the best gear to use, but you got to have different gears sometimes. Just because.
You know, I remember you told me, B, when I first started driving, that like, what's that thing where you like to listen to people, like you just listen to different things, like the combing of something, like bristles.
AMSR.
AMSR, right? Like your AMSR is the downshifting of a semi-truck.
Oh, that. Yeah, right. I love that sound.
You got to have that in the bedroom
what
too,
is that?
Bro. You gotta have that.
I thought you said it was an air brake.
It is.
Oh, okay.
No, that's actually when you're in a manual transmission and you're actually just downshifting. When you downshift, that's what that sound makes. If you're in an automatic, you can use an engine brake and kind of get that. Mm-hmm. But the real one, like you're talking about that, that's you just downshifting.
It's
into
so aggressive and loud.
Yeah.
I like it though.
Yeah, no, again, I don't know. I know you doing that. I know you making that sound in the bedroom too.
No, I got one gear in the bed. Hard, fast, strong, and violent. Disrespectful.
This boy walling out, man. This boy.
All she can do is just give me a time. How much time you think you could take this? 10 minutes, what we got?
Time.
Pineapples.
Kit, what up, Kit?
Kit, we talking about a gearbox in the bed.
She heard. That's why she came in and tried to shut the door.
They saying they got all these gears and fancy shit. I'm like, nah, just one gear. Hard, strong, fast, violent, She left.
Quick. Bye. If y'all didn't hear that, listeners, that's how that ended. Quick. Bye.
No more.
So, yeah, no, I'm glad that I'll be glad when this is like a month that this lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. This is fucking horrible. I mean,
I don't even think it's that long. It's like a couple of weeks, like a period. Like an extended period.
Yeah. And my problem is that you can't touch anything. And then my problem is I do touch shit.
Well, that's two problems.
That is true.
So you say my problems are.
Right.
How you gonna say my problem is and then say my problem is immediately after?
Again, I told you that one is my problem. One is their problem. Like, so
that's another version. Right. That was back to fucking back. My problem is you can't touch anything. My problem is you can't fuck?
You just got a little taste of that, bro. Like, I'm saying, like, the one part of me is like, listen, do not fucking put your hands on anything after you've been outside.
Yeah.
Like, your body and something. And the other one's like, hey, our nose itches. Like, fucking, like, wipe your nose with your hand or something, or, you know, do something, touch your face. And, yeah. And then it's like, fuck you. Why'd you just do that?
I opened my sunroof the other day, and I just saw it just coming in like snow.
Yeah. And I hadn't covered my smoker, but then I was like, fuck it. I looked at it, it was yellow. I'd hose it off and put the cover on. I was like, I'm tripping because this ain't for that. But
welcome to Georgia.
Man, yeah. And that's the weird part about it is like Sacramento is called the city of trees.
But they probably got female trees.
I guess, right? There's a lot of trees in Sacramento, and I never experienced it.
What are you, like a horticulturist? What are those things called?
I wish.
Yeah, no, about this guy. Right. Is that what that's called? Horticulture?
Yeah.
The fuck do you know about this for? Did you learn that in one of your disciplines?
But he don't got no weed plants. How you going to be a horticulturist and smoke weed and not have no weed? Come on, bro.
You need a license and all that. You know, I'm a legal man. I'm a law-abiding man.
That is true. You definitely are that. Yeah. So, I mean.
I think I am, too.
Nah, listen, we all are. What are we talking about here? I don't know why we're having to put this disclaimer out here.
Which you was saying is, I have to ask now. I feel like I have to ask what you was saying is.
Like, we all, when I said we, I meant all of me. Like, all of we are. I mean, of course you guys are, but we are too.
Sure. Can we get separate trials? I don't want to be co-defendants. Because this nigga going to jail. One of this nigga is going to jail. I don't want to be part of any. They might try RICO. What if they arrest you under RICO?
Right,
all of
right,
them.
Right, right, Paul. Conspiracy. Like, nigga, we've heard the conversations.
We just can't never get them niggas in the same room at the same time. We're still trying.
We've been listening and we heard the conversations. Just tell us who it is. Just tell us and we'll go easy on you. Nah, I ain't fucking around like that.
That's crazy. Yo, I was watching watching Netflix, a show called Adolescence. Long story short, it's like a young boy, like 12, 13.
I started. It's slow, though.
It's like a 4-episode series.
I mean, bro, what does that have to do with it being slow? So, like, I haven't gotten through the second one. The first one, it just is...
He's getting arrested.
Yeah, but it's just... Have you seen it, B?
I haven't seen it.
It's like... It's a British one. It's the dude British. From Top Boy.
Talking about the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the cop in there.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the cover art or whatever. What is that called for a movie?
Cover art, right?
It can't be the cover art.
Yeah, because it's...
Movie art?
Maybe, I guess. They used to be discs, so maybe it is cover art.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but the show's about this 12-year-old boy that ended up killing this classmate of...
Did he, though? Don't spoil it. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Damn you.
What? How did this just happen?
Well, technically,
no,
come
fix
on.
It. Don't
no,
fix
no,
it
no,
now.
I'm not fixing it.
I'm going to try to forget what you said.
Gosh, damn it.
They never proved that he did it, the way the show ends. They never proved. They never said, like, he never
said
I did it.
Can't watch that show now.
I'm glad I didn't waste my fucking time if I get 4 episodes.
But the show is talking about the effects of red pill content, like exaggerated the effects of red pill content in young men, mm-hmm. which is why that boy was accused of killing that girl.
Because he was influenced by red pill stuff or because they thought he was? Did he actually get influenced by red pill?
They didn't go into details in the show about that. They didn't really go into details.
I'm lost. Yeah,
it doesn't sound like a great.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
They didn't go. They just talked about how. They talked about it a little bit, but if I have to answer your question, yes, because the what triggered him is because the girl called him an incel, and then that's what triggered the violent act.
Jimmy Mac, are you following? What did I ask that he said yes to?
Was he did Red Pill actually influence him?
Oh, okay. And it did?
Yeah, if I have to go by what the show was trying to do, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's what the show was trying to show the audience. Is like,
so is it propaganda?
Pay attention to your little boys.
I can't watch propaganda anymore. And I know all of it is.
Oh, okay.
But there's some that are just blatantly.
Right.
No, this is a blatant
what's
propaganda.
What's the one with Robert De Niro that's on Netflix? It's new?
Oh, Zero Day. I watched that
completely
too.
You watched that?
Yeah. Bro.
I watched.
You kind of have to watch that. I need to know that
20
propaganda.
Minutes. 20 minutes. Oh, no. This is to make us feel a certain way about. Whatever.
20 minutes. I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, I see what they're doing.
I don't
doing.
Watch trailers.
Yeah, no, like that's how I knew. I was like, oh, I think I want to watch this. And then I watched it and I was like, wait a minute.
Did you watch it?
I was like, no, they got a bunch of heavy hitters in here. Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, Angela and De Niro and all and these
that's
motherfuckers.
That's why I was like, no, but I don't watch trailers because I figure out the whole show if I do that or the whole movie. So I don't watch the trailers. I have to go in blind.
Yeah, like they, I mean,
no condom.
When she said that they were fucking when they were talking about violating people's civil rights. And just snatching people out of their house. And she's like, do you want me to do this? Or so you're going to just, you know, do this? And he's like, no, you're going to do that. And it's the ex-president that, you know.
He's the ex-president. She's the new president or something.
Right,
Just, but if you watch it, though, it immediately sets in. There's a certain kind of person who this show is respectful to. And it's so obviously that, you know, that angle. So once I start seeing that. Yeah, or not just the left, but a specific subset or a specific group of people. Like, if it's obvious that they're just advocating for women for no reason.
Right, Handmaid's Tale.
I look at that as... I look at that as to me, it's as offensive as seeing two dudes tongue kiss.
Right.
And I know people are like, there's nothing wrong with two dudes. Well, yeah, there is. That's why everybody says something when they see it. That's why everybody feels disgusted when they watch it.
Right.
Whether or not... Whether or not you're okay with that or you're progressive enough to be like, we should see more guys tongue kissing each other in the backs of each other's mouth and spit exchange from two guys.
Right.
The people that feel like that, I don't agree with you.
It's funny because people always ask me like about, you know, Brokeback. And I'm like, I've never even watched it. I've seen a little bit of it. I have no desire.
Yeah.
I have no desire to watch fucking them two dudes
rolling
around.
They say
it's
a great movie, but I'm wondering, was it a great movie or was it just great that somebody was taking a chance, you know?
Yeah.
That's different, though. That ain't the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, we'll tongue kiss the dude in 6 degrees of separation. You know what I mean?
Did he actually do it? You seen it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah. It was weird. It was like an indie movie, right? Like, obviously, at the time, it wasn't mainstream at all. But, yeah,
I heard it was a good movie also.
It was different, for sure. It wasn't bad. But, again, I think that was I don't know if it was. Maybe it was necessary. I don't remember. It was a long time ago when I seen it. You know what I mean? I think that was, like, one of his first early on, like, acting chops one. Like, you know what I mean? After, you know,
Fresh Prince
where, you know, that's kind of just Will being Will. This was like him in a character role, and he played it pretty well. I mean, obviously, you're like, damn, he acting like his ass off. This nigga was tongue kissing another dude,
right?
And then you realize like that's kind of what he do. Maybe that was just Will being Will too. Then I don't know.
That's what he do.
I mean, that's the rumor on the street, bro. Like I don't
the
know.
On the street was him and Jada just have like an open marriage.
Nah,
I heard
bro.
About Dwayne.
Come
Martin.
On, bro.
Oh yeah.
Come
Dwayne
on, bro.
Martin. I forgot about that.
What about one of the bodyguards or something?
Yeah,
too?
Come
like,
on, bro. Okay. You, like,
I forgot about the Dwayne Martin.
And it might all be bullshit.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
But watching that show, and then it was just funny because like I finished watching that show, and then I was like scrolling through Instagram, and they were talking about how apparently as men age, we lose friends. But as women age, they gain friends, which is so weird to me.
Where is this study?
Yeah.
I don't know. Scott Galloway talking about
it. I would like to see this in real. I mean, I'm not witnessing this.
As a person who just has the same friends.
Right.
That's what I thought. I was like, we kept the same. I got the same homies since first grade.
I have new friends, but it's slow. It's never like, oh, I got 15 new friends this month.
Yeah.
But it was just, and then YG dropped the song. It was like, chronologically this happened, and YG dropped a song talking about him being SA'd, sexually assaulted.
What?
Don't you do that again. Don't do that again.
Because sometimes
he acronymed
it. Because sometimes you have to because the
no
the reason why I said that because when you post, if I was posting that clip, the algorithm wouldn't play it because it's a.
You said sexually assault?
Yeah, yeah. The algorithm.
So that's not supposed to.
You can say it, but the algorithm won't push it.
What if you say assault and it's not sexual assault?
I don't know about that word by itself.
Tricky.
That's why. That's why certain words people change. Like instead of saying sexually assault, they say SA. Instead of rape, they say grape. Instead of
murder,
porn, they say corn. Yeah.
Instead of what?
Instead of porn, they will say corn.
Okay.
What about unalived?
What if you're not up on
unalived
all this?
Is one of those things too. That's why they created that.
Unalived.
Instead of saying killing yourself, yeah. It's because the algorithms.
Well, not yourself, right?
Like, so wouldn't
you
the algorithm have
to, do you only unalive yourself? That was just weird why you said
but
yourself.
But that's when they usually use that term.
Well, here's the thing, right? I don't know what planet you guys are existing, living on. But the whole reason we're using AI for stuff is so that we don't have to automatically go in and we don't have to manually go in and make these changes, right? So I'm just guessing here. Said algorithm doesn't know people are saying grape now. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, but
it's an algorithm. It's AI, right? So It knows, and it's not stupid. So,
but we are because I would not know that when you said grape or I don't know the I
you
need
would
a
know
fucking,
it based on the context.
I need a thesaurus. I need a fucking some.
No, I've heard it done. You would get it, but it's just stupid because who are we tricking? Because we're not tricking humans. Obviously, that's why we're doing it. We're doing it so that we can still say the word ish, and humans will get it right. Mm-hmm. But we're tricking the algorithm, which is programmed by humans.
But this is the
make
thing.
Make it make sense.
If he did not follow that up with the actual word, I wouldn't have known what essay meant.
You would have if you were watching something where they said it, because they'd say it more than once.
Okay.
It would make sense.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. Right.
What I'm saying, though, is that why did they think that the programming stopped there?
Right.
Like, they put in all the words like rape culture, and they can't throw grape in there?
Right.
They can just throw it in. It takes half a second.
But I was saying, like, I was thinking after watching all these things, I was like...
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The reason why that's important is because it's not telling us that the word is wrong. It's teaching us to follow rules, no matter how fucking stupid, matter how retarded. We're still going to say unalived and SA because we're trying to prove that we fit into whatever they're saying we have to do. Mm-hmm. Again, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
The word means nothing. Grape is stupid.
Yes, it is.
And if you're gonna penalize my upload because I said rape and you're going to let it slide by because I said grape, then you're just teaching me to follow directions. You're not teaching me to not say things.
And then I think, too, it just popped in my head is like it takes the oomph out of the word, right?
It doesn't, like, though.
No, it does. Because, again, like if you say, oh, they got graped, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but if I say, bitch, I will fucking grape you right now if you don't sit down somewhere. That don't take the sting out of a nigga.
It kind of does, man.
If I'm bigger than her and I'm in her face, she don't give a fuck it. If I say lape, tape, prape, cape, plape, sape, nape. She don't give a fuck what word I use.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. The idea of rape or murder or all these heavy words, it's all bullshit by putting another letter in front of the word.
Right.
Not murder, slurter. I said slurter.
Bobby.
PG-13. It's not. It's
murder.
Your mind goes to murder. And so then what is the fucking point? We're not teaching kids. So then kids are walking up to me, I'm going to grape you.
Right.
Girl, put that thing out before I grape you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And now it doesn't sound as bad.
It does if he puts his dick in her and she didn't want
it. Of course that if he does the act. But again,
we're talking about an act, not a word.
But we are talking about the word.
No, we're talking about an act. That's just our symbol. We're talking about something horrible.
Yes.
And we're going to say grape so that it fits through and squeezes in. Why don't they want us saying rape? Let's talk about that. Why don't they want the word rape on a YouTube video?
For the sake of advertisement?
What?
Advertisement.
What does that mean?
Because some companies may not want to put their product to be ad on a video that talks about rape.
Okay. So by me saying grape, though, everybody loves grapes.
Hey, right. Especially black folks.
They love grape drink. Grape soda. Different. That's not the same thing. Grape soda is not the same thing as grape, nigga. Got you again.
Coloring.
They got you again, man.
But I'm assuming that's why those things are in there. It's for the sake of advertising.
Right. But grape is no better. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, you know what the word is. You know why they're saying no one is fooled. By the way, except Mac.
But I guess the company can say, hey, they
said grape.
They said grape. Yeah. I think it's a loophole the companies are
and that makes sense to you.
It doesn't make sense to me, but when you understand the algorithm game with everything that they do now, how they either shadow ban you or not shadow ban you, I see why people do it. I see why people change those words so they can fit in that algorithm. But my thing is, I want to know, is there a safe space for men, period, at any age? Like,
I don't...
Because, like, if something happens to a young boy, like, let's talk about that YG song. You 14, something happy, you get raped.
Okay, right? Well, let's bring it... So, yeah, talk about the song, because I don't know if everybody... It just dropped, so I don't know if... I just heard it, so I don't know if everybody's heard it.
Yeah, listeners, YG dropped a song called 2004, and the song is talking about how he was raped when he was 14 by a woman twice his age. And even in the song, he talked about he went to go talk to his homies about it. And then his homies was like, oh, bro, that's what's up. You got pussy.
Mac has said that many times.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Is there a safe space for men to go talk to?
I'm not saying happened? YG came to me.
Sounds like he did, bro.
Yeah. Right.
But if he had.
You would have said the same thing.
I mean, listen.
Like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, it's... the way he portrays it in the song, right? And I think that probably the breaking point was the last verse where she told him to eat the ass, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's probably, she's probably was too advanced. Like, at 14, you should not be eating ass. I mean, at 40, you probably shouldn't be eating ass.
What age did you start eating ass?
I was about to keep going. At 15, you probably shouldn't be eating ass. Like, but real talk. So the fact that you're doing it at 14 and, you know, someone...
Twice your age
coaxed you into doing it, right? Because you're like following their lead or whatever the case may be. And I think this is probably a perfect example of why this is not a good thing, because you can be influenced easily, right? Your frontal lobe isn't fully developed. So you like, eat the ass. Okay. When everything in you, like, I should not be doing this. Like he said, he threw up. Of course you did.
I can imagine she probably didn't clean that ass before she made it eat that ass either. Just because it was a kid. And
I mean, you say you like nasty sex. That's the best way.
Yeah,
I mean,
but ass is different
kid,
nasty.
Man, come on.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about the cleanliness of it.
Nah,
for ass, you got to clean up.
Okay. I just don't know how
to. I don't just be playing around with asses, my nigga. Like, I just, today's ass day.
I'm just saying, like, but you said you like it, like sex nasty, and you know what I mean?
I mean, I like sex a little dirty.
That's what I'm saying. How dirty did the ass have to be?
Not dirty ass, nigga.
How dirty can an ass be?
Dirty sexually, not dirty stinking funky.
Yeah.
Wash that ass.
Wash that, okay.
Because, like, we often hear about girls getting raped, like, the stats, like, one out of every three.
Yeah.
I know a lot of young niggas. I know a lot of homies that have that same YG story. Maybe not twice their age, but...
How many?
Growing up, I know six dudes off the top of my head right now.
Dang, it almost happened to me.
13, 14. The girl was like 19, 20. Yeah. That's how they...
Babysitter.
Yeah. Babysitter. They have an older sister. The sister's older friend. The sister's friend.
Right.
Shit like YG was the niece, was the auntie of a young girl he was dating. Like, it's usually some shit like that. It's like a sister's friend or a babysitter or, you know, some distant family member friend.
Yeah, my babysitter, and I probably was, I don't know, I definitely wasn't even a teenager. She used to let me dry hump her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was older, and I mean, she's a babysitter.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
But I was a latchkey kid.
But I didn't yeah, like I didn't think I was, you know, I don't know. I turned out all right.
You think so?
One of you probably did.
I don't think that had any effect on us.
Maybe she wasn't fucking you. Maybe she was fucking one of the other you. Right. One of the other yous.
Yeah, that's why you
I think if I'd actually had to do the act or something, you know what I mean, or something actually transpired more than that, maybe, you know what I mean?
You don't think the dry hump still played a role? Like, on, like, how you looked at things sexually when you came to women as you got older?
No, not really, because I don't, maybe, but I don't think about it too often. But there is, I do know someone who was young, you know, preteen, and their older, you know, adult male in their life had a female in the house and, you know, had her get up in the bed with her ass with no clothes on. You know what I mean? Like, yo, get up in there with her. You know what I mean? And definitely, you know, I don't know if anything transpired, you know, whatever, but I know it definitely affected the way they viewed women and the way that how they lived their life accordingly, And they, I mean, they told me that. Like, it's like, I just, you know, this is the way I look at them. You know what I mean? And YG's kind of saying the same thing. It's like, since then, like, I view women differently. You know what I mean? Then.
I feel like every time you talk now, I got to ask, which Mac are you?
No, you're not. So
you can tell by the voice.
I feel like from now on, the new question is, which Mac
are you? So that means Republican Mac is probably still in there.
That's what I'm saying. This whole time.
It's not. See, you got to stop that because there's no Mac that has an allegiance to any gang.
Sure.
Now, there is a conservative Mac. There is a conservative Mac, right? Like there is definitely a Mac that leans conservative in a lot of viewpoints and in the lazy things. But when you align that and put a name on it, almost like B was talking about God, it is just what it is. Like, that is conservative is just what it is, like those type of things. But then when you want to say, oh, that's Republican, then that's when I have to be like, no, fuck you. Like, that's where we have a problem. And the same labels. Thing with the liberal, you know, or the Democratic, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a Democrat either. I understand that I don't like neither one of them. Like, neither one of them are my homies. So to say that I'm one or the other is a problem for me. Now, granted, do I have viewpoints that are conservative? Yes. Do I have some that are liberal? Yeah. I mean, in certain areas, because I don't think, just like in the bedroom, you got to have gears.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, you can't just be, we talked about it in the last couple of shows where you talk about you got to have the ability to say, I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where you can open up and say, okay, well, it's conservative.
You think him saying I might be wrong is the same thing as you having different personalities?
No, it's the same. Like one time, in
one
some
of
things,
y'all is wrong.
In some things, I might be conservative. And then in some things, I might be liberal. Like, or I could go and say, you know what? I could be wrong about this. You know what I mean? And let me look at it from a different point of view.
Okay. So, French, what are the female self safe spaces?
If a girl that's 14 gets raped by a 30-year-old and she's goes to talk to somebody about it, she can get...
He's going to jail.
She can get protection.
And you think that if a man or a boy goes to someone...
Unless if you go straight to the authorities.
Well, where would you go besides that?
Like an adult, I guess, another adult?
Yeah, like another adult. If he goes and tell outside of... I think a dad would do the right thing. But let's say he goes to an older brother. Mm-hmm. I don't know if...
What would a dad do?
The dad will go to the authorities. So I'm assuming a decent dad.
It depends
dad.
On whose dad it is.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm assuming a decent dad would go to the authorities.
If it's Jay Smooth's uncle and cousin, they might tag team that hoe.
Well, the problem is, though, is that that's the same thing that you do for a girl. So I think that the problem might not be the system, it's the people. Because
yeah, the people.
If you wouldn't take your daughter, I mean, if you take your daughter to the police, but you wouldn't take your son to the police or vice versa, or if a man would go to the police, but a woman wouldn't go to the police, that's the same. It's just that guys have to actually do it. They have to be willing to say that it happened and go through the process.
Well, right. It's almost
That's the thing, though. That's why I say, is there a safe space for guys? Because I don't think a guy will ever feel safe to even say it happened.
Right.
While a girl,
or at least complain about it, it's a problem. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Show that vulnerability. Like, hey, yo,
because if you're a guy that happened to you, you go to the homies are gonna be like, that's what's up. Right? Especially if the homies are around the same age. Mm-hmm. If you're a girl that happens to you and you go to your friends that are girls,
take me next time, nigga.
They're gonna be like, oh, we gotta go tell somebody. Mm-hmm. So From friends, the dudes don't already have help. Now, that's why I said, if it's like an older brother, it depends how mature the older brother is. Because the older brother might be like the homies too.
Right.
Be like, oh shit, you starting early. That's like, what's up.
Toss that my way,
yeah,
ain't you?
Yeah. And I don't even think as dudes, just based on society, we even think it's a bad thing until we're way old, until you're like probably 20-something, you'd be like, oh shit, she really abused me. You know?
I wonder what percentage of men go to prison and have that happens to. Like, is, you know, I mean, I know that that's real, but I feel like it's embellished. I feel like it's like the boogeyman sometimes. I think people use it and throw it around as if it's more prevalent than it is. Not saying that it doesn't happen, but I don't know.
So, I would say that I've heard that it is embellished, right? Because there is, I guess if there is a more of a Diddy type of thing going on, right, where you're trying to dominate for some reason, right, or, you know, show a dominance over somebody that way, But the reality of it is there's so many punks, right? Like, there's so many gay guys, like fucking
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruities,
that if you don't have to like fight nobody for it, right? Like, I mean, these motherfuckers will, you know,
they just trying it. They want it. They want it.
Right. So that it's not something like, oh, I'm horny, I need to go find this dude and you're gonna give it to me because I fucking just can't take it. I haven't had no pussy or nothing in a while. I don't think it happens like that. It's more like, motherfucker, like, we finna show you that you're fucking...
You got a big mouth.
Right, or you subservient, you're gonna be a fucking bitch. Like, and I'm already fucking the ones that wanna give it to me. So, like, fucking you is not really an extra level.
The horror story they show you, like in movies, like, I can't remember what that Master P one was, where the dude went in and he was just a regular. He was with his homies, but he was kind of just a regular guy. He wasn't big or nothing.
Right.
They kind of got him off by himself. He got in the cell with the dude or whatever. They play that stereotype.
I mean, even Shawshank Redemption.
I don't remember.
When they were catching, before he, when Andy Dufresne was fucking and working in the laundry and the fucking Aryan Nation dudes were fucking him all the time for like the first year of his.
They fucked him?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. He went, like, the first, when he first came to jail, that was his.
Yeah. So that doesn't feel natural to me. That feels like that's embellished.
Yeah, again, that was part of, like, they were trying to get him to be part of their Aryan, you know, crew or whatever, and he was like, nah, and they were like, well, then, until you do, you know what I mean, like, this is what's going to happen to you.
I must have compartmentalized that part of it. I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And then he had, I forget how he, what he ended up doing to get the motherfuckers up off of him. The guards. So then he did the taxes for the guards and put the guards on his side, and the guards fucked them niggas up. Yeah. And then after that, his life was a lot easier. But for that first couple of years, he was fighting for his ass every time, you know, he was alone and shit.
Yeah.
But, and I think, again, that's more like a gang type of, you know, dominating, like, join us or, you know, this will happen to you type shit. It's not about like, oh, I'm fucking horny type of deal. Because if you're horny, go find one of these punks. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, I mean, you can have fucking Sweet Love.
Yeah, I don't know about Sweet Love, but hey.
I mean, I just mean, like, there'll be no resistance.
I don't think that's a gear in heterosexual gay sex.
Like, I mean, you can get it tooted and booted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, there won't be no fight. Shit.
I feel that.
So that's all I'm saying. But yeah, I mean, it's my question is, when you first thing I felt when you first asked this question was, is there a safe space anywhere in this world? Like, I mean, like, is there any place that's really safe? I mean, isn't this like anywhere you go, you can be like fucked up? And I mean, I get what you're saying now as far as men admitting shit. Like, again, like, I remember used to saying, like, niggas need meave. Right, like, women have weave, right? But there ain't no meave, because it goes back to
weave is just a hair thing. So
No. Weave is a group. It's women escaping a violent environment.
Oh shit! Okay, yeah.
Women escaping a violent environment, right?
Oh wow!
And
program, I haven't heard of that program in a long time.
Yeah, and it's probably still out there. I don't know. I don't think the environment's gotten any less violent. Sometimes
how fucked up that they would call it that.
Yeah.
Like, it's repetitive. It's negative.
Right.
Weave, and they're going to give it that to a girls group? That's just fucked up.
But I always said, like, there couldn't be a meave, right? Because, again, I think, much like what you're saying, is that who's going to admit as a male?
Even if you
that you're being abused by your
not
girl.
Only that, even if you're a dude, let's say you're in a relationship with a woman and the woman is the one attacking you and you call the police because you don't want to hit her, the police won't even take you seriously.
Sometimes it depends if you can show, you know, right, especially
some battle scars, yeah,
right. Like nowadays, because I know somebody that just recently happened, and the female actually did get arrested.
Okay,
but there was first off, there was video, right? And I think nowadays that's the thing. Like, so the Ring camera on the house picked up the shit, right? And they were able to show that. And then there was also the physical shit, like the scratches and whatnot. But You know, I don't know if it's the same way out here, but I know in California, if you call for a domestic, somebody's going to jail.
That's here.
Okay. Somebody's going to jail that night. Like, it don't matter. Like, one of y'all is, we're not leaving without somebody coming with us.
Yeah.
And then not in a good way. Not like we're just going to separate you and take you to a hotel. Like, you going right. to jail. Somebody's going to jail.
Yeah. Or both, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I just don't think that.
What would it look like? What would a safe space look like for guys?
Cry circles or something. I don't
know. We don't even know. That's right. What I'm saying. So,
because I don't think we even allowed ourselves to even get to that level of vulnerability.
But it sounds like you think there should be.
I think there should be.
So how should it look? Because I don't know.
I got a question after you say this though, because
you might need to ask it. I don't think he's gonna come.
Can there be a safe space and we also be the killers that we need to be?
I think if we, that we need to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's possible. Because the thing is, the safe space.
If you have multiple personalities, right?
No, I think the safe space is when, the safe space is when you too overwhelm as a killer where you can go and get the necessary help to balance all those emotions. So I think the safe space is to help the killer be in control of all his emotions so he doesn't kill all the time. So I think we can be killers and have access to a safe space where we need to go and get help, whether it's spiritual help, mental help, or just, you know, having a place you can go and express and just yell and do
it. So how does it look, French? Who provides that? Who is the person that you would trust to do that?
I feel like it would have to be a blend of what therapy is currently constructed as, but also where there's like rehab centers. You know how rehab...
Like smash rooms.
Yeah, we'll need...
What's that?
Places you go where you can...
You just break shit.
Break shit.
You just go in there and just tear shit up.
I think
you're
going to need something like that. Avenues where even there's like a recreational center, like with sports and all those things, but have a therapy... Have access to
So off the top, this sounds really gay.
Gay or
gay? This is the problem you're gonna have to overcome to create this. This sounds really gay.
You're talking about rec center, smash room,
rec center with just dudes. Right. And like,
listen,
a smash room?
No, hold on.
You said a smash room. Y'all were like, smash room.
Yeah,
we'll call it rec room.
That's like calling that group weed. It's not right.
I do want to.
We need to modify
nigga, Hulk smash shit. Nigga, Hulk ain't never been gay.
Yeah, but we gotta give another name though.
Rec room.
No, okay, rec like it's in wrecking shit.
Yeah.
What is it called when you go into a house and you knock down
the
walls?
The demo.
Call it like the demo room or something. Like
demolition.
Smash room is not the right. We're talking about dicks here. Everybody got a dick.
Hey, you want to go to the smash room?
No.
Because the safe
that's
space.
Not,
is,
yeah, that's not an invitation you want to take.
No,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah, because the safe space I think is really needed because even if you look at.
Where's B and Jimmy Mac? They in the smash room.
Yeah. Nope. That's a pause right after.
You know we're not.
because if you look at suicide rate, women attempt more than us, but we're actually the ones that are like succeeding at a higher clip. So when we decide to kill ourselves, we really do it. Women just be bullshitting about trying a little bit.
I just need to. No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
You about to say something dark?
No, I'm just like, you know, it's a tension thing, you know, but I don't know if that's necessarily.
Well,
the truth.
Already said it now. You should be like, nah, never mind. Wanted to say it. So get it out of your system. They're killing themselves to get attention.
They're not, according to French Reggie.
They're not succeeding.
When you try to commit suicide and you don't actually do it, that's just for attention. If you want to commit suicide, you're going to do it,
right. Yeah. That's Kurt Cobain. Like, I mean, like, I'm not just using him as an example, but I've often said that is like, if you want to do it, you do it. Like, I mean, all it is, like, let me slip my wrist and lie in the bathtub type shit.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's slow too, right?
Yeah. Like, that's not, I mean, sure. It
you
might
hear about
happen.
That guy, what was it, South Carolina, maybe it was a death penalty. The recent death penalty, the guy that decided they had a lot of trouble with the lethal injections, so he did firing squad.
Huh.
You hear about that? That was this year.
No.
South Carolina or something.
So wait a minute.
You heard me, nigga.
So wait a minute.
I see the look in your face. Yes, nigga, you heard me.
So
old school.
No, but I need to get back to the how we got to the firing squad.
There were some issues with the lethal injections. They weren't killing the niggas. And so they were having a lot of complications, like 3 or 4 times. And it took the people like
nah, you
2 hours
no,
to die.
No, you, listen, if you try and it don't work, I get to go home.
Hey, nigga, I get out of jail free.
Right, listen, bro.
God
like,
didn't want right, this.
God is trying to tell y'all something, man. Like, I'm not, it ain't me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do it. Like, how many tries do you get?
I don't know, but I think it was either 3 or 5 rifles. And they stood a nigga up.
No, I would.
Shot him in.
I don't, I, to be honest, and I guess that we are just, I feel like that's probably the most humane way to do it.
Yeah.
All this other
some,
shit.
Like, they gave me some fentanyl. And
lethal injection
day.
Is very, you don't feel it, I don't think. I think you just go to sleep.
You think, right? See, that's where we, that's our point thing is like,
well,
we don't
know you feel a bullet, my nigga.
You, do you?
You got shot in the hand. How'd it feel?
Yeah, but that was a BB gun.
Right. Imagine that times 1,000.
No, you take a bullet to the head, it's a over.
I don't know that.
Well, you probably feel it, though.
It's over.
Ouch.
Bullets, yeah. But I mean, listen.
We say ouch, and then you die.
No, like, I guarantee when they shot that nigga, it wasn't seconds later that, I don't think you, a bullet you feel, man. Like, it's an instantaneous death.
In some places. You feel a bullet in your shoulder.
Yeah, but so again, I need better 50 aimers.
Cent got shot in the face, didn't he?
Yeah. Like in his jaw area.
He felt
that's
that.
Why he talked.
I know a guy who was locked up with a dude who shot himself in the face and didn't die.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still possible. And it seems so.
I just need a, I need a marksman then. I need somebody that got aim. I don't need no motherfucking Republican little 20-year-old on the roof fucking trying.
Oh, no, hell no.
I don't need that fucking, what's his name? Trying
so,
to,
your, time of, jackal. Your time of death, right? Do you want a split second to think, reflect, go over things, or you want it just to be so insane that you don't have time to know you're about to die?
The like, latter for me.
Well,
like, you don't even get a chance to say thank you or goodbye.
Well,
like, imagine if you and I were seeing each other for the last time tonight, right?
Right.
Would you rather we get to say goodbye, or would you rather we don't know we're not going to see each other again?
I would rather say goodbye. And
so then you need that second, right? You don't want it to be abrupt. You want it to have, you want to have a few minutes of, well, this was my thing. This was it, guys.
I mean, they'll let you talk.
All the people inside your head, you're like, this is it, guys.
But they'll let you talk. I mean, they don't.
Like, shit, we ain't dying, nigga. You dying.
they'll let you talk before they blast on you. But the problem is,
it's not quite the same, though, because it's not real yet.
When you're on death row, you know that, though, right? Like, you, whole time that
yeah,
this
but death
is
row be like 20 years still.
No. I'm just saying, like, when so you've been on the row, right? Like, and they're like, okay, hey, today's your day, you know, firing squad, noon.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's real yet. I don't think it's real until you get that last meal and you're walking. And then it's like, whoa.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. Like, when they hit you with that dead man walking.
And while you're walking, it's too much going on. I don't think you have time to even
really fully process it.
And then this the idea of accepting that it's happening, so now you have a second to be thankful or whatever. I mean, I don't even know. Some people probably wouldn't even be thankful for their life. There are people who are ready to go.
Right. They're like, fuck this place.
I wonder if I'd want a second or not.
Check out time.
Because what I plan for is in my death, I'm going to be ready. Not necessarily ready to die, but accepting and still appreciative for all the days that were great and all the times and the things that I had that were wonderful. I'm looking forward. I'm hoping that that's what the end will be for me, no matter how bad it is. Just the opportunity to be thankful.
Well, I mean, God willing, right, that you get that opportunity, because who knows, right?
Like, right.
fucking glass could fall out of a building, fucking whatever, and slice you in two, and you never see it coming, right? Like,
yeah.
And so you just don't know how this is going to end for any of us.
You got to be in that moment every day, pretty much. You got to have that thankful energy, what you
there
would say.
There it is, French.
Every day.
There it is.
Stay ready, so you got to get ready.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been talking about, though. So it's on brand. So you would rather go instantly and not have a chance to sweat it or whatever?
No, instantly. Yeah. I don't want to. I think because you're talking about the lethal injection, all of that is the worst, right? Like when they're strapping,
seeing it, yeah,
they're
you
strapping
know.
You down,
yeah.
And then the problem with that too, from what I've seen, there's a fucking audience.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, there's an audience everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, well, listen, I'm blindfolded, right? Like, I mean,
I don't know that.
Okay, well, I would want to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the bullets coming, right?
Did
I don't want
Saddam get blindfolded. They did, didn't they?
I don't
know.
I'm thinking
when they hung him.
I'm trying to think of all the public.
He had his face open. Yeah, we saw his face.
Huh.
But was like blind. I think when they were walking him to wherever they were going to do it, he, I don't know if he was blindfolded or they
kind of shit is that? Like, just so he couldn't get back there if he tried to get there on his own? Like, what the? Your ghost won't know how to get back to us.
Yeah. Oh, speaking really of that type shit. I accidentally waterboarded myself.
How you accidentally do that? How?
So I was in the shower, and I was washing my face, and I had the rag over my face, and the water hit, and then I tried to take a breath in, and it was fucking crazy. And I was like, holy fuck, that's what that feels? That's what's happening?
You snitch right away, right?
It's pretty terrible.
That's what's happening on the other side of that fucking, like...
You snitching right away, right?
Bro, like, Because
you're trying to breathe in air, but the air is water.
Yeah, that was a weird sensation, and I was like, oh, that would fucking, like, it's almost like your lungs are going to implode, too, because you don't get to
pull. Never get the air.
Yeah, you don't get the pull. You know, it's almost like it's stopping air from coming in. Mm-hmm. It's just, it was a weird sensation, and I tried it a couple times because I was like, that's
just take a practice.
No, but
you can't
I was
practice.
Like,
there's no practice for that.
I was like, that was weird, and it just made me think of Safe House. With Denzel when they were doing it. He's like, you need 6,000 thread count, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like, the thread counts you got ain't it. Like, that's not gonna work, bro. Like, on me. Like, I'm telling you right now. Like, and that nigga spit up all that water and he's like, listen, you need 6,000 thread count. And I was like, this nigga, now that I've felt that, that's a hard scene. Like, that motherfucker Denzel was he
wasn't the fact really that him. He remembers.
I know, but he was a motherfucker.
Like, I've watched Safe House, but I don't remember.
I've seen it more than once.
Scene.
I've seen it twice, I think. I still remember that part.
The first one when they snatched his ass or when he turned himself.
You just watched it recently.
I did not.
That's weird, bro.
I did not.
You need some real life stuff to jump in those holes that you have filled with.
No, bro. So what was I watching?
Let some real life in, man.
No, what was I just watching?
Care Bear movie?
No, it's another. So it's
Despicable
not real.
Me?
No, it's called Sakamoto Days, right? It's an anime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an anime. Oh. But in the anime, they were trying to figure out like some information, and he took them to the fucking video rental store, and he's like, "This is where." You know, information be like they put the information in these fucking movies. Like, and I'm like, I told everybody this motherfucking shit.
You know what I heard? That whole thing is all I heard was, I don't get pussy. I don't get pussy. That's all I heard you say. That's I don't even hear anything else. What else you said? I don't get pussy. That's all I heard.
That's whatever, man. So, Fritz, to just kind of maybe put a bow on this, man, I don't think it's going to happen, man. I think that we've been programmed, to be a certain way.
Yeah, we always say that shit, but we act like we cannot change the program. Like, it's not like once we're programmed that certain way, it's permanent. It's a program. We can literally
rewrite
reprogram.
It. Not everything can be rewritten. Not I mean, like, everything
urges?
That's programmed.
You're talking about, like,
no, I'm just
urges?
Saying that you just assume that anything programmed can be reprogrammed, and that's not necessarily always the truth.
Such as what? Why? Like, besides, like, urges.
Like, if it was programmed once.
Like a fucking DVD that's not rewritable, nigga. Like, fucking whatever you put on that bitch in the first place,
but
that's
the human body
you got.
Is so much better than a DVD. Like, we can...
Don't act like you know what this... But like, what's all in this thing, bro? Like, this supercomputer is, like, sure... But you don't know the real, like, fucking... You don't got an owner's manual for this bitch. You don't know. Like,
I think
you're assuming that it could be.
I think outside of, like, the natural things like hunger and sleep and anything else could be reprogrammed.
Okay. Yeah. But I think... But what's it going to take, right? Like, I don't know if it's a... Is it going to take a mass reprogramming, right? Like, is it going to take everybody else also being reprogrammed, your environment around you... changing so that it can you it'll take
to see it in a social scale, yes.
Or yeah,
to see it in a social scale, yes.
Because
every individual can start at any moment in their life and reprogram everything they were taught.
Right. But if your environment is like, you know, fucking it's like back in the day you had a fucking game that didn't work on fucking Macintosh. So yeah, you got this new program, nigga, but it don't run on this fucking operating system. The operating system that's already currently here.
So are you saying the person's environment can stop them from reprogramming?
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm
because
not saying
how
that.
How do you get to, right? Like,
what I'm saying is from, as an individual, I can agree with you from the societal aspect for everybody, the environment matters because that's what's going to get everybody to reprogram. But every individual, even if they're in the hood or Beverly Hills, if they decide themselves like, yo, what I'm doing, where I'm headed, what I've been taught don't align with me.
Why is taught so hard tonight?
I don't know.
So this is the tort.
They can do the work necessary to reprogram themselves.
But this is the problem.
As the individual, even if they're still in the fucked up environment.
But this is the problem as I see it, right? Then you're like, okay, so I'm redesigning. I'm going to label this over here safe space now. This is where I'm going to make this my safe space. And this is where you go. And it ain't safe space, my nigga. Because ain't nothing changed. Like you, the program over here is still the same program, nigga, and it's not safe space over here. So you bring that.
I think
I'm coming over here with safe space shit, and this is going to be my safe space. And everybody over here is like, nigga, go get that pussy, nigga. Like,
are you
seriously about to tell me that that fine ass woman is fucking you good and you got a problem with that, my nigga? Like, stop.
So I think you're saying two different things. For the reprogramming part itself, I think it's always going to be on an internal and individual level. You would probably have to isolate yourself. You reprogram.
So for how long? You're gonna need to run on something, right? So you come out and you can't just fucking just So then if you're saying the safe space or the reprogramming is just.
Because I'm not saying safe space is reprogramming. No. I'm saying safe space is somewhere people can go and get help and guidance and whatever needed.
What I was saying is that there is no safe space, right? Because of the way that we've already been programmed, right? So that's where I'm putting the two together.
Okay.
And so I'm saying that if you're taking, you're like, you go in and you reprogram yourself in isolation and you're like, hey, this is where I'm at.
So you might be the guy to open up the first safe space.
I guess. But my point is that
which Mac am I talking to? That's what I need to ask before. When I walk in the safe space, okay, this is a safe space.
So yeah,
which Mac runs this safe space?
So if you the guy that did the internal work to reprogram yourself, you might be the first guy in your environment to build that safe space so you can possibly help the second individual that decided to reprogram themselves.
Okay.
You know. This is what Biggie said, you can't change the world until you change yourself.
Biggie said that?
I don't know, but that's the first time I heard it. First time I ever heard it was from Biggie.
Really? Yes. You never heard Man in the Mirror?
I just, my memory of that sentence is Biggie.
We about to get out of here now, but you know, there is something I'm trying to reprogram myself on.
What's that?
Pain. Like, I think you can do it.
Build pain tolerance?
Huh?
You trying to gain pain tolerance?
Of course you can. No, yeah. But I think
military teach you that shit?
Nah, come on, man. That's not like normal military shit. I don't think so. Today I stubbed my toe. You know, I hate stuff. That's like pregnancy. Yeah, right. It's like having a baby for guys. That's like the guy equivalent.
It's the worst.
But I laid down and I tried to imagine that it was pleasure.
Bro, I remember we talked.
I know, you're a weirdo.
Tattoo?
And I totally remembered it. And you're still a weirdo, but.
Hold up. So you hit your toe and you said, let me lay down and it's fun?
Well, no, not fun. Not fun exactly, but it was different. It wasn't pain anymore. It was something else.
So you didn't still do the initial reaction?
Bro,
like,
I got two words for you.
For a half second. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to lean in because at this point now, it's already stubbed. Yeah. I can't unstub the bitch. So what other feelings do I have other than pain right now? And I just leaned into all the other ones.
Mind over matter.
Whatever they were. And it was some of it felt like the pain flattened. Which is very weird. It didn't feel like, at first it was very acute. It was in my smallest toe. I thought I broke something. But then when I just started paying attention to the other stuff, I felt the pain smush and kind of spread out over my whole foot. And that's better than just one little toe because the toe is fragile. Small. But the foot wide is a lot more surface contact area. So then it felt the pulsing wasn't necessarily like throbbing.
Intense,
it was more like waves,
right.
Like the ocean. And it wasn't pleasurable. But it wasn't pain.
Right.
So that's very weird that I can probably get further than that. That was the second time I tried. I can't remember the other time. I think I might have brought it up on the show though. There was another time where I felt like I was trying to lean into it and gain something from it other than pain.
I got two words for you.
What?
Nipple clamps.
Nah.
Yeah, like that.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, redsonance.com, and you check out all the shows on the network. Hey, look, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.